This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana State Health Department has expanded its contract with a private consulting group in New York hired to oversee the struggling Montana State Hospital and other Montana public health care facilities. The amended contract with Alvarez & Marsal, LLC, is nearly $7 million, up from $2.2 million negotiated earlier this year. The Montana State Hospital has lost its accreditation amidst critical underfunding, loss of staff, and patient deaths, injuries, and failed safety protocols at the hospital. It's understaffed and the remaining staff critically underpaid, all problems that patient rights groups say could be helped with the $7 million going to a New York consulting firm. The revised contract with the New York-based firm reveals strategies for helping the state health department stabilize its federally unaccredited state psychiatric hospital in Warm Springs, a facility with a roughly $51 million budget for the current fiscal year and a 47% staff vacancy rate last month. Under Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte, it's the first time ever that the Montana State Hospital has failed accreditation. In an emailed statement, Department of Public Health and Human Services Director Charlie Brereton indicated that increasing the contract to $7 million is justified. According to the agreement, the state's $7 million will pay for the consulting group to create a three-person transformation management office to help the health department with facility assessments, staff hiring, training, and overall operations at the Montana Mental Health Nursing Care Center in Lewistown, the Montana Chemical Dependency Center in Butte, and the Intensive Behavior Center in Boulder. At the State Hospital in Warm Springs, the updated contract will map out a 12-month effort to regain federal accreditation from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. The accreditation was revoked in April following federal investigations into patient deaths, injuries, and insufficient safety protocols at the hospital. The contract says consultants will also identify roadblocks and create an audit and monitoring program to track progress toward recertification, an apparently strong commitment to recertification after months of noncommittal consideration by state officials. In its top-line summary of the amended contract, A&M obliquely references the possibility of transferring patients to other facilities. Speaking to a legislative committee of state lawmakers in August, Brereton said the health department was very interested in exploring a regional model for mental health care services. The state has not since released any formal plan to transition to such a system. The U.S. Marine Corps' top dog has been promoted to the rank of private first class. The Marine Corps mascot, an English bulldog named Chesty the 16th, received his advancement from the Secretary of the Navy, Carlos Del Toro, who personally dressed the dog in a dress blue Charlie's style onesie bearing an E2 chevron at a ceremony held at the Marine Barracks in Washington on Tuesday. The promotion was well earned, according to Secretary Del Toro, who said to Chesty, "Since you relieved your predecessor, you've amassed a nearly spotless record. Literally, no spots on the rug, no sword biting, no assaults on your superiors, and no barking in silent drill." In a nod to the Marine moniker Double Dog, the Corps has had an English bulldog as its official mascot for a century. The first was enlisted as a private in 1922 and rocketed to the rank of sergeant major in less than 2 years. Since 1957, the mascots have borne the name Chesty in honor of legendary Marine Lieutenant General Louis Chesty Puller. Montana's senior senator, Democrat John Tester, praised Chesty the Bulldog, saying he's an excellent Marine and a very good boy. When the Marine Corps Times offered Chesty the 16th the chance to comment on his promotion, he remained doggedly silent. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.